This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Bozeman, the two high schools, Bozeman High and Gallatin High, will start baseball teams this spring. After a vote by the Bozeman School Board last September, which followed lengthy negotiations between the school district and the Bozeman Bucks American Legion baseball program, the two high schools are set to create teams in spring of 2026. Bozeman and Gallatin will play 18 total games, with 14 conference games. The field they will play on was a subject of debate between school district and American Legion baseball personnel, considering the only readily available field within the city for competition of this age group is Heroes Park, which the Bozeman Bucks American Legion baseball program rents from Gallatin County and uses during the time that a high school season will take place. The school district and the Bozeman Bucks American Legion baseball program ultimately reached an accord. The school district will sublease Heroes Park from the Legion from March 15th to May 31st for $20,000. There are many other details involved in the arrangement, but to even have an arrangement is a victory for the baseball-playing students and their parents who have longed to see the sport come to Bozeman schools. Lisa Tisdell is a leading member of the Bozeman Varsity Baseball Initiative, a group of parents and community stakeholders that raised more than $100,000 in program startup costs. Tisdell said, "I think at the end of the day, all of the groups had the best intentions for the kids." While the Bozeman Varsity Baseball Initiative raised money to get programs at both high schools off the ground, the school district estimates $100,000 a year in ongoing costs for the programs in the future. That money and the $20,000 to sublease Heroes Park will come from the school district's general fund, according to Mike Waterman, the school district's executive director for business and operations. As part of the Bozeman Bucks American Legion field use agreement, the Bucks program signed a non-compete memorandum of understanding stating that they will not operate, host, or participate in any formal team practices, competitions, games, scrimmages, or structured baseball activities involving any of the high school-aged players on either the junior varsity or varsity teams during the span of the lease. The same memo also states that the Bozeman Bucks American Legion baseball program may field developmental teams of players cut from the high school programs. The non-compete memo specifies that the top tiers of the Legion program cannot begin their seasons until June 1st, which drastically shortens the Bucks' competitive calendars that used to start in April. The broader effects of that arrangement on Legion's business operations remains to be seen. The sublease of Heroes Park is currently only for 1 year, allowing it to be renegotiated as needed, but the non-compete terms extend through the 2028 baseball season. That venue, which also includes an indoor hitting facility, is a longtime home of the American Legion baseball team, the Bozeman Bucks. It's possible that it becomes a long-term home of the high school teams as well, though more negotiations are happening on that topic. Those discussions will largely center on the need of a turfed infield necessary so that the field is playable in March and April for the high school teams, and so that the field is not worn out by the time that the Legion teams take over in the summer. The school district's financial contributions to putting down turf in the infield are uncertain because the school district cannot use funds to make improvements to land that it does not own. There is a chance also that a baseball facility eventually gets built on land that the school district owns or elsewhere. Activities director Mark Ator said discussions have happened with the Bozeman Sports Park, but the district has also considered its own property by the bus barn on North 27th Avenue or on land in between Gallatin High and Meadowlark Elementary School. Class AA athletic directors approved the divisions for their baseball classification starting in 2026. Bozeman and Gallatin will be in the East Division, as they are for most other team sports.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.